Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 935. Our topic is training, and the title is Why 5x5 Programs Quit Working. So what we're talking about specifically are programs that are kind of like just linear progression, and they would have you just squat, 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 bench, 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 deadlift, deadlift, deadlift. And usually they'll have overhead press, overhead press, overhead press. So they're programs that just kind of repeat the big lift over and over and over and over and over. Now, they'll typically also have other exercises involved, but there's really no variance to the squat, bench, or deadlift. They just tell you to basically just keep squatting, keep benching, keep deadlifting, and it'll work. Typically, it does not work for a long time. It'll work when you're new to squat, bench, and deadlift, and I'll explain why here in a second. But once you get past like a beginner stage, those programs really stop working. They stop being beneficial, and they start kind of either plateauing, you don't make much progress, and or you kind of go forward, backward all the time, kind of like yin and yanging, you know, two steps forward, two steps back, and or you start getting nagging injuries and annoyances. So your elbow starts bugging you, your shoulder starts bugging you, your knees starts bugging you, your lower back is getting tired and fatigued. So it starts to just kind of get worse and worse and worse. And often people wonder why, and they think that, you know, oh crap, maybe there's something wrong, I'm not doing things right, or this isn't the right program. And the answer is yes, it isn't the right program. So 5x5 programs, like, or just kind of squat, 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 bench, 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 deadlift, 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 where you just repeat the big lift over and over and over again, they really only work for beginners. And it doesn't mean that they're best for beginners. There's actually better options. I don't really like these kind of programs at all, because they typically don't tell you that they'll stop working. They tell you that this is the key, just do this and you'll be great. And it works to a certain point, and then people get frustrated or injured. And it's frustrating to see that happen, because it doesn't have to happen. There are changes we can make to where we can get continual progress, but avoid those aches and pains and plateaus. So I recently did a consultation with somebody, and they're 50 years old, and they were just coming out of kind of like a recent program that just had you squat, 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 bench, 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 deadlift, deadlift, deadlift. And they were saying that it didn't seem to work this time. It had worked before, but it was working less and less, and they were just getting kind of like beat up mentally, physically, and like wondering, was it time to try something new? And the answer was yes. So what I wanted to do was talk through a little bit of the explanation of why those programs don't work long term, and then what are the changes we can make. So there are three ways to progress in strength: technical, physical, and mental. You can get technically better at the lift, and therefore you can lift more. You can just get physically stronger in the muscles that are related to the lift, and therefore you can lift more. And you can get mentally better at managing kind of anxiety and nervousness and stress about big, heavy weights. And therefore, you can kind of better remember cues, or you just kind of, you don't hold yourself back by worrying and wondering if you're going to be able to do the lift or wondering if you're going to get hurt. You just get mentally stronger. So therefore, you can perform better under big weights. So technique strength and mental strength, they help you better display the physical strength you have right now. So they help you display what you already have. Physical strength is how you get more. So how do I get just raw strength? How do I get stronger? Is getting physically stronger. How do I better display the strength I have? Is by improving my technique and my mindset over time. So maybe right now I have 100 units of strength, but my technique is only 80. I can stay 100 units of strength and get my technique better to display 90. And or a better option would be, okay, I'm going to, instead of 100 units of strength to work with, I'm going to train my butt off and I'm going to get 110 units to work with. And if my technique was previously only 80%, Maybe now I can get it to 90%. So I can improve my techniques, and now I can display 90% of 110, which would be 99. So now I can display 99 out of 110, whereas before I could only display 80 out of 100. So I went from 80 to 99, but it wasn't all in technique improvement. Part of that was due to physical improvement. And then you can also factor in a third factor of mental strength, but we'll just kind of hold off there because it's already getting kind of confusing. So, but the idea is that you improve in all three areas. As I improve my physical strength, I have more overall strength capacity. And then as I improve my technique and my mindset, I can display a greater percentage of that capacity. So programs that just repeat squat, 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 bench, 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 deadlift, deadlift, deadlift. What happens with that is you repeat the lift so often that you're going to get technique improvement. You're likely going to get mental improvement because you're just putting yourself in the same situation over and over again. You're going to get better at it. You're going to get more familiar with it. And to some degree, they do improve physical strength. But the physical strength improvement plateaus over time. So initially, programs like this, where you just squat, 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 bench, 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 deadlift, 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 initially they work because you have a lot of room to improve in technique, physical, and mental. But eventually, the physical kind of plateaus. Why? Well, if you just squat, 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 bench, 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 deadlift, 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 you're continually training your strongest muscles first. So if you think of a squat by itself, the strongest muscles of the squat will do most of the work. The weakest muscles get kind of hidden. They don't get maximally stimulated because the strongest muscles protect them and they take over the lift. We know this because often when we try to perfect technique, we have to move ourselves out of a position that our body favors because its strengths are balanced there. And we try to get it to use more of proper pathway positioning, even if the musculature is weaker in that percent in that pathway. So when technique is awful, we're just lifting with our strongest things. When we want to improve our technique, we realize that blending all of the muscles available is going to be a better position. But all of the muscles available aren't strong. So sometimes when you put yourself in a better position, you actually get weaker. Because you have to wait for the weak muscles to strengthen. But when we just repeat lifts over and over and over, the strongest muscles get the maximum stimulus. Then, as the strong muscles wear out, the weaker muscles start to become increasingly more stimulated. But as the strong muscles wear out, our form and technique kind of suffers, and or we fail at the lift. Because we can't lift the same weight now that our strong muscles have gotten beat up. So that means we fail, we quit, we end the workout. So as the weakest muscles are starting to be stimulated, the workout has to stop. So they do get some stimulation, therefore over time they do get somewhat stronger, but that percentage of stimulation never really gets better, never increases. So they progress at a ridiculously slow rate. While the strongest muscles do get stronger, but eventually they can't express their truest strength because the weakest muscles result in a lack of overall system stability, and they can't properly transfer the energy created by the strong muscles to the barbell. So I can have the strongest legs in the world, but if I have a weak upper back, I can't squat, right? I can have the best deadlift muscles in the world. My whole damn body can be a world record holder in deadlift strength. But if I have a weak grip, none of that matters. So we know that our weakest links will hold us back. But yet by repeating squat, 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 bench, 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 deadlift, 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 we never properly train our weakest links. We just reinforce training the strongest ones. So how can we improve upon this? How can we correct this? How can we avoid this problem? Is to perform the main lifts to make sure we improve our technique and our mental strength. But we also must include main lift variations that better isolate the weakest links. So, for example, if I have weak knees, kind of weak musculature around my knees in a squat, what you'll often see is the person hits the bottom of the squat, and as they start to come back up, their shins shift to a vertical position, and all of the weight load pretty much transfers over to their hip hinge, and it looks like it's a damn, like, good morning variation of a squat. So it ends up being way overloaded in the lower back. They get kind of folded over, bent over, because their knees can't stay forward to accept the weight load. Their shins just kind of shoot back to a vertical position, and it overloads the lower back. Now, some people with certain body types and low bar positions and wide stance, they might squat with a damn near vertical shin anyhow. But an example of somebody having weakness in their knees would be that their knees shift back and their lower back has to lift the weight instead. So a main lift variation that we would do, rather than just squatting and beating the shit out of your lower back, let's do front squats. Front squats reduce hip hinge, they reduce lower back involvement, and they increase involvement of the musculature by the knee. So by doing that, it allows me to better isolate my known weakness. My known weakness will then progress faster than previously did before. Therefore, it will integrate itself back into the system at a stronger percentage of contribution. So if I spend, instead of squatting twice a week, I just back squat once a week and front squat once a week, I'll actually get stronger faster. Because what contributes to my back squat, what's holding my back squat back the most, is being better stimulated by front squats. So I can do front squats and actually make myself a better back squatter. If you know your weakness, you would then select variations of main lifts that better train your weakness. If you notice in a front squat, you still have hip hinge, you still have lower back involvement. Your glutes and hamstrings and musculature around your hip are still involved. They're just de-emphasized. And instead, the knee joint is emphasized. So you're still training your strengths, but you're flipping the percentage. You're flipping the focus. That is what we need to do. And you can actually modify this even further. If a person has the ability to train more frequently, and or they find they can't recover well enough between their workouts, you can reduce collateral damage, collateral usage, by isolating even more. So let's say, for example, somebody has a program where they back squat once a week, they front squat once a week, but they also deadlift twice a week. And they say, holy freaking crap, my lower back is getting annihilated. I don't seem to be progressing on everything because my lower back is so weak and so tired all the time. And it would be displayed in technical form breakdown because the lower back can't hold the weight it would normally want to hold or need to hold. So therefore, we start shifting and changing position to get around that. Well, that means that in our variations of how we train our squat and our deadlift, we need to reduce lower back stress, lower back usage. A way to reduce that would be to do something like a leg press. That might sound blasphemous to say that you can get a stronger in squat and deadlift by leg pressing, but it's true. I can still train my legs in a leg press, but there's a lot less lower back stress. There's a lot less core stress. There's a lot less thoracic involvement. So I can still train what I need to train, my legs, but I can reduce how much I'm stimulating other things. By further reducing the lower back stress, it allows the lower back to then recover between the workouts and be better able to be used on the main lifts. So being able to use variations of the main lifts that still involve all joints, and being able to use more pure isolative style movements, allows us to better focus on the weakest parts of the main lift. We can progress our weakest links faster and faster to catch up to our stronger ones. And that allows our overall physical strength capacity to increase. Then, since we're still squatting at least once a week, benching, deadlifting once a week, we're still getting technique improvement. We're still getting mindset improvement. But now we have a faster progression of physical improvement. And therefore, we avoid the plateau that we typically would see when we repeat a linear program the third, fourth, fifth time. That also, the changing of the positions by strengthening our weaknesses that are related to joint health. If muscles around a joint are weak, the joint gets beat up, right? They get hurt. It hurts. So by doing various positions, by doing various variations, by changing the emphasis to make sure we strengthen the weakest things fast, we can better protect our joints. We get less elbow pain, shoulder pain, lower back pain, knee pain. So by including variations, by including more purely isolative movements, we can avoid plateaus in physical strength development, and we can avoid aches and pains and overuse injuries. So, that is the answer. If you've been doing programs that are just squat, 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 bench, 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 deadlift, 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 and you're wondering why it's working less and less and less every time you repeat the program, you're wondering why you hurt more and more and more, this is why. So what can we do to make the change? Is to substitute some of the basic main lifts for variations. So I'm going to give a quick example of a four workout structure. There are bajillions of ways to break this down, but this is a quick example. Is maybe in workout one of the week, we do our heavy squat and our deadlifts. Then maybe we do kind of one or two light variations of movements that contribute to our musculature of the squat and deadlift, but better target our weaknesses. So if you have weak knees, maybe you'll do narrow stance leg press after your squats and deadlifts. Maybe in the deadlift, you have weak upper hamstrings, which causes you to kind of hitch the deadlift. So maybe you'll do, you know, Romanian deadlifts or stiff leg deadlifts from the floor with a barbell. So you do your squat work, you do your deadlift work, and then you'd maybe do a superset of narrow stance, low foot position leg press, supersetted with stiff leg deadlifts with a barbell. So you have your squat and deadlift practice. You trained your biggest, strongest muscles doing squats and deadlifts. But then by doing the variational, more isolative movements, you now attack those weakest areas to make sure they get maximally stimulated as well. So we do that for squat and deadlift on workout one. Workout two, we do the same thing for bench press. You do your bench press, then you do one or two light variations of movements, such as just chest flies and tricep extensions. And that helps build back up to a bigger bench press. And then you usually also throw in upper back as well. So rows and pull-ups and pull-downs and things. Workout three, we would typically repeat squat and deadlift, but this time we're going to do the variations. So maybe the squat variation we do is a front squat. Maybe the deadlift variation we do would be like maybe a snatch grip deadlift. That's going to be god-awful, but you're going to progress from it. So you do front squats and snatch grip deadlifts. You'll hate me, but that's a fantastic workout to fix weak knees in the squat and fix weak hamstrings in the deadlift. And then you can still do one or two light variations of movements afterwards, like Bulgarian split squat, maybe even some hamstring curls. And then workout four, we do a bench variation. So maybe on the bench variation, maybe your bench press, you feel really weak at the bottom when the bar's on your chest. You kind of feel like it flattens you out. You don't have much control on the way down. So it kind of freaks you out and you can't best display your strength. So you do what's called a Spodo press, where you pause the bar about an inch off the chest at the bottom of the press. That's going to be horrible. It's going to cause you to really focus on tightening your back, on creating leg pressure throughout the lift, on really emphasizing the stability of your position. But it helps you isolate that weakness, and therefore you can get it better. You pair that with one or two light variations that relate to a bench press, maybe like dips. That's a great way to train your chest and your triceps as one go. And then you still train your upper back with pull-ups, your rows, things like that. So doing a 4-workout structure per week in what we just explained would be a great way to improve upon a program that tells you to just squat, 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 bench, 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 deadlift, deadlift, deadlift. Programs that just repeat the big lift, they typically only work if you're new to them. But as you repeat them, they will work less and less and less. You will hurt more and more and more. And this is all why. Now, if you'd like to use that workout variation that I explained, go for it. So again, workout one is squat and deadlift with one or two light variation kind of assistance movements. Workout two is bench with one or two assistance movements, and make sure you throw your upper back in there as well. Workout three is squat variation and deadlift variation related to your weaknesses with one or two light variations added in at the end, like after the bigger lifts. Then workout four is a bench variation specific to your weakness. Throw in one or two more light isolative movements and then train your upper back. That is a great format. I've used that with success to help powerlifters reach elite totals. I've helped people reach over 100 state records. So these are formats that we can use. I have other formats I use, but this is a great one. You can use this and be very successful. So if you want to implement that and you're having trouble knowing what your weaknesses are, you can reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can also just post your videos on Instagram, squat, bench, and deadlift videos, using the hashtag BigFormCheck, 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 and I'll review it for free. I'll tell you what your weaknesses are and what would be good variations for you to use for free. Free. Okay? Then if you wanted help with actual programming and stuff like that, of course we'd be happy to help. That's what we do. So we have monthly programming specific for males or females for strength development, where it's kind of goal-based, so it's cheaper. It's $50 a month. And we also have one-on-one services starting at $150 a month that allow you to kind of get more one-on-one attention with training and nutrition, as well as lifestyle management and things like that. So if you need help, it's available. Just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. But hopefully through today's podcast, we were able to explain why that happens when you repeat big lifts over and over, why they continue to work less and less, and why you hurt more and more. Hopefully this helps. Hopefully it kind of opens your eyes to it. So if you need any help, like we said, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like today's podcast, please click like. If you think this podcast will be helpful in people's lives, please share the podcast. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help. Then if you like the information we present in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Awesome. Well, if you need anything, if you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's anything you need at all, reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'm here and I'm always happy to help, okay? Well, as always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.